Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is First Coast Forum, a discussion of the top local issues in our community. We welcome your opinions. Email your comments or suggestions to firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a public service program of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.
Good morning. I'm Caitlin Johnson, here having the pleasure to speak with Joseph Mims today. He is the program administrator of the AIDS Program Office with the Florida Department of Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us today. So I'm just going to jump right in. Today we're going to talk about kind of a heavy topic, HIV and AIDS. Start with the basics. So what's the difference between HIV and AIDS?
Well, the difference between HIV and AIDS, HIV is the actual initial diagnosis, meaning that you have been infected with the virus. AIDS is a clinical diagnosis, meaning that you have HIV and you have gone so long without treatment and without care. The virus has replicated so much in your system to where it has negatively impacted your immune system.
So it is possible to have HIV and not have AIDS, but it's not possible to have AIDS and not have HIV?
Correct.
Okay.
In order to have AIDS, you must have HIV. If you get infected with the virus and you get on your medications and do the things that you're supposed to do, you can live a completely healthy life with HIV and never progress to AIDS.
Okay, so who should get tested for HIV and AIDS?
Everyone should get tested. Everyone. I mean, we have our priority populations, meaning areas where HIV is more prevalent in this area, but everyone should get tested for HIV. Because we never know what we've come in contact with over the years. And if you've never been tested, you need to get tested. Everyone should know their testing status. We are also in an area where we're doing routine HIV testing. We're promoting routine HIV testing, meaning that we want healthcare professionals to include HIV testing in the normal general lab so that everyone will have up-to-date HIV testing results.
We already learned that you get AIDS from untreated HIV. So how does someone contract HIV?
HIV is contracted via sexual transmission. It's the primary mode. There are other modes, such as intravenous drug use, sharing needles, occupational exposures, different things like that. But the primary mode for contracting HIV is unprotected sexual activity.
Okay, so how often should someone get tested, whether they're in a relationship or they're single and have multiple partners?
It does vary based upon sexual experience, high-risk behaviors, and different things like that. But I encourage everyone to get tested at least twice a year. Every 6 months, get tested. That way you stay up on top of your results.
Right, so every 6 months. And is the test painful? Can you kind of walk us through what it's like to go in and get a test like this done?
Wonderful. You can get tested in three different ways. Our rapid test, which is what most people prefer, and that's a rapid finger stick. You get tested, you get results in about 15 minutes, and it's more like a diabetic finger prick. So if you had a diabetic finger stick done, then you know what a rapid HIV test is like. We also have our mouth swab, where that takes a little bit longer to process, but it's just a Q-tip in your mouth rubbed along your gum line. No pain whatsoever. And then we also have the venipuncture, meaning you're just going in for a lab draw. So if you've ever had a lab draw done, you've ever had a diabetic finger stick, you know the pain of an HIV test.
Yeah, so a lot of people have had those done. I hate getting my blood taken, but it's not very painful. It's a pretty easy process. So you're doing that every 6 months to be safe. And does a negative test result mean that you have nothing to worry about?
That is a very complicated answer. Receiving a negative test means that at this point, we did not identify HIV antibody in your system. But what we have to do is look at your history, your sexual history. What have you done? What have you come in contact with over the past 3 months? Because what we know is the HIV virus has what we call a 3 month window period. So if you've done anything in the past 3 months, we want you to come back and get tested 3 months outside of that potential exposure so that we can get another test, more accurate test on you. And then we also want you to test again 3 months after that.
You might have contracted HIV and then got tested too early and it hasn't shown up yet?
Correct.
Wow. So that's good to know. Another reason why you need to go twice a year.
Most definitely. That way you can ensure that you have multiple test results stating that you are negative.
How has our knowledge of this disease increased over the past decade? I know we've had to have learned more, right?
We have advanced so far with our knowledge of HIV. We've gone from people dying after diagnosis with HIV to advances in medications, 18 to 20 pills a day, down to three pill regimen, now down to a single pill regimen where people can be infected with HIV, get on their medications, and live a long, healthy life.
That's amazing. So the follow-up to that is it possible for a positive person to not spread the disease? And how do they go about doing that?
We have ways to significantly reduce the transmission of HIV from a positive person to a negative person. And that's what we call prevention for positives. We get them in care. We get them on their medication. They take their medication and we reduce what we call their viral load. That's the amount of virus in the person's system. So if we can get that down to what we call a non-detectable level, it makes it significantly harder for the person to transmit the HIV virus to their partner. So what we encourage is you get on your medications and you use protection, and that makes it really safer. I won't say safe. I'll say safer for a person to live a healthy sexual life with a non-infected person.
If you're deciding to get into a relationship with someone that has HIV, is there anything on your side that you should do to help protect yourself?
One, you should know your status. You should be well aware of HIV and how HIV replicates itself and how HIV is transmitted. I would also even go to the doctor with my positive partner to get more information from their doctor, even learn information about their personal status, and encourage your partner to stay on top of their medication regimen. The healthier they are, the safer your relationship is.
Right. So if you're in a relationship with someone that has HIV, you're being safe, should they go more than twice a year just to make sure that they're still in the clear?
That's what we call a discordant relationship, and it is one of our high-risk relationships. So, yes, we do encourage you to test more frequently, but there's also a medication that we have, which is another advancement. It's called pre-exposure prophylaxis, a medication that you can actually take one pill once a day to significantly reduce your chances of contracting the HIV virus. It's called PrEP.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Yes, it's a wonderful
amazing
thing. It's relatively new in our area. We have three providers who provide it, the Department of Health being one of those providers. You can call our HIV Care Now line and we can get you more information on it. But we do encourage people who are in high-risk situations to access PrEP medications.
Amazing to think that people that have this and how it must feel to find out that you have HIV, but you can still have, you know, a sex life. You can still have relationships. It's just a little bit more complicated and high risk, like you said. But as long as you're taking all the steps, you're safer.
Exactly. You are safer. I'll tell everyone, there is no safe sex, but we can have safer sex. That's why we all must still continue to get tested. You know, the Florida Department of Health is working to reduce HIV prevalence or incidence in Florida altogether. Florida Health Reform's priority is to reduce HIV incidence in Florida. And one of the ways, or some of the ways that we're working on that, is to implement routine testing. That means getting regular routine testing in our healthcare settings. That means when you go into the emergency room, you go into your primary care physician, they are taking an HIV test on you at that time, whether you request it or not. They just have to acknowledge that they are providing an HIV test to you. Also, access to rapid treatment. That means when you get infected with the virus, we test you, we get you access to medications that same day, because studies have shown the sooner you get on medications, the better your outcomes are. And we can reduce that viral load down as soon as possible. And that's called our test and treat program. And we also spoke about the PrEP and the NPEP. We didn't talk about NPEP. NPEP is something where a person who has had a exposure in the past 72 hours, if we can get you on medications within 72 hours of that exposure, we can significantly reduce the chances of you contracting the HIV virus.
Wow, that's incredible. I had no idea about these. So I assume that other people might not know about it.
Definitely.
So definitely just being proactive, especially if you think that you may have come in contact with it, doing something about it, you can actually help yourself.
Definitely, definitely. If you have any questions or if you felt that you've come in contact with the HIV virus, I encourage you to call our HIV Care Now hotline. And that number is 2531-HIV. And we can give you all the resources and give you more information about what's going on. And if you're looking for a testing site near you, you can actually text your zip code to 477-493, and it will populate or return a testing site that's located in your area. So we have all sorts of resources out there to provide information to the community.
That's awesome. What was that text number again? Because that's super easy.
That text number is 477-493. And you just text your zip code to it and it'll pop back with a testing location in your area.
Women are going to the gynecologist at least once a year. Can sure. request it every time you go once a year?
Definitely. It is covered by your insurance. It's preventative care. That's why we want the primary care physicians, the gynecologists, and all the emergency room physicians to go ahead and start including that in their routine testing labs, because they can bill for it. It's there, and everyone needs to know their status. We get in a comfort zone where we're thinking, okay, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that, but we still need to know our HIV status because we never know what may have transpired in our past.
Right. So, ladies, if you're going to the gynecologist once a year, you might as well request the test, and then you've knocked out one of your tests that you need to get, because you need to get two a year. Let's talk a little bit more about the disease. A lot of people have died from it. So do people typically die from the disease or from the complications as a result of the disease?
People normally die from complications as a result of the disease. The HIV virus affects the immune system, and the immune system is the mechanism that protects the body from all sorts of outside invaders, colds, flus, sores, different things like that. If your immune system is not properly functioning, then colds turn into flus, which turn into pneumonias. Sores tend to fester a little bit longer than they need to. And it gets harder for us to actually provide medications for you that will bring you back up to a healthier state. So it's really the complications that kill you, not the actual disease.
Where do people go to get more information if they're not quite ready to go to the doctor for whatever reason? Can they find out more information somewhere online?
Yes, there is an online site. The site is knowyourhivstatus.com. You can go there and you can get all sorts of information on HIV, not results, but HIV testing locations, HIV information on care and on prevention.
So we were speaking a little bit about how the Duval County numbers are up for HIV. Can you speak about that just a little bit?
We can't necessarily just say that the numbers are up. What we are doing is we're doing some expanded testing, meaning that we have a lot of providers in the area who's doing a lot of HIV testing. So with the expanded number of tests that we're doing, we're obviously going to find more tests. So what we have to do is wait on the Florida Department of Health to actually finalize our numbers to actually see if our numbers are rising or if it's just a matter of the more tests you do, the more positives you find.
So people are obviously more educated, feeling more comfortable with the different ways that they can get the test done, that they're going in. So it's not that the numbers are rising. It's just that more people are getting tested. So we're finding out that they do have it, which is a good thing for them. Because as you said, if you treat it early on, it's not going to progress to AIDS.
Most definitely. With education, people make changes. People will go in, they'll go to their doctors, they'll get tested. They'll go into the local testing facilities and get tested. It's very easy. They'll do the home testing that's available. So you have many different ways for people to get tested and many different ways for people to find out their status. So the more people employ the resources that we have to know their status, the more people we're going to find with reactive statuses.
The most important thing, get tested twice a year at least, but some people aren't going to do that. Is there any symptoms that they're going to notice if they're not getting tested and they might have HIV?
Symptoms are very much like flu-like symptoms. Fevers, colds, cough, night sweats, different things like that. That's why you will not know if you're HIV positive. The only way you know that you're HIV positive is if you go and get tested. And those symptoms come and they go. That's why people can possibly be HIV positive for up to 10 years if they don't get tested, before they find out, okay, yeah, I am HIV positive. And actually, now that I'm experiencing symptoms, I may be now an AIDS patient because I've gone for so long without treatment.
Right. So by not getting tested, you might not know that you have it. It's sitting in your system. It's progressing possibly towards AIDS. So it's just very dangerous. Not only that, you're spreading it to your loved ones, your partners, people that you're in a relationship with. So it's just so important to get tested.
Definitely. Definitely. We found that the HIV virus replicates itself faster in those people who are initially diagnosed. So that's why it's so important for people to get tested on a regular basis so that we can find those, what we call acute cases, because those are the ones who are really spreading the virus really, really fast. So if we can get those acute cases in and get them on medications, we can really drive down that viral load and reduce some of those HIV transmissions.
Like you said, the symptoms kind of come and go for someone who has HIV. What is it like to deal with that? If you have medication, are you taking that daily?
Yes, your medication regimen is a daily medication. And we have regimens as simple as one pill one time a day that you can take and you move on. I tell people it's like taking a vitamin. You take your vitamin in the morning and you're going about your business. But it is a lifelong commitment. And it's a commitment where you need to take this every day, because not taking your medication, skipping days, can cause what we call mutations in the virus and different things like that. And make you have to go from taking one pill one time a day to several pills several times a day. So what we want to do is keep you on the simplest regimen. So in order to keep you on that simple regimen, we need you to stay consistent on your medication.
So Joseph, I know that on Friday was World AIDS Day, and I know this is a big week for spreading the message about HIV and AIDS. What are some of the events that have been going on this week?
Yes, December 1st nationally each year is World AIDS Day. In Duval County, we have a week of activities. We start planning in January, and the week of December 1st, we start on that Monday with a kickoff with our quilt ceremony. The Education Day, we've had our condom blast where we hit the streets and we gave out condoms to everyone who would take them. We had a poetry slam night, which was phenomenal. We had a lot of young people come out and do some poetry, write some poetry right on the spot, and gave out some prizes for that. On Friday, we had our banquet. We finish the week off with a banquet each year to celebrate the people who are infected with the HIV virus, people who work in the field of HIV, and just have a nice social for us to get together. And it's almost like a thank you for everyone in the community for working so hard to fight HIV. So those are some things that we're doing. And we're looking for more people, more volunteers to come in and join in this fight against HIV. We've had churches join in, and that's one of our biggest areas that we want to enlist those supporters within the church. Because of the stigma of HIV, we want our churches to get out and open their mouths and start talking about HIV and encouraging their parishioners to get in and talk. Encourage your families, encourage your friends, your coworkers, and everyone you come in contact with. Look, if you don't know your HIV status, to go get tested. And if you're already reactive, if you're already positive, go get in care and take care of yourself.
Well, that sounds like an amazing array of events that touch a lot of people in different age groups. So that's just amazing. And I just want to remind everybody, or ask you, Joseph, to remind everybody again where they can go to find out more information. One more time, maybe with that text number.
Okay. One of our primary ways to find out information is our HIV Care Now line. That line is manned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 253-1-HIV. We also have, for texting, in order to find your location to go and get tested, you can text 477-493 and text your zip code to 477-493 to find a testing location nearest you. And you can also go to the website, knowyourhivstatusnow.com, and that will give you information on HIV services, HIV treatment, HIV care, and all of that.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Joseph Mims from the Florida Department of Health. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and I've learned a lot. I hope everybody else has learned a lot, too. Get tested twice a year. It's very important.
listening to First Coast Forum, a weekly public affairs program devoted to the top local issues in our community. If you have a comment or suggestion for a topic we should explore, our email is firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. That's firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a production of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.